Hello.
Hi, welcome back to 2 Cents.
Cha-ching.
Can't forget the sound effects.
Never. We have a special guest here today.
We do.
The one and only. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Justin.
This has been a long time coming.
I think before we even started the podcast, Justin was like, I have to be a guest.
It's my lifelong dream.
This is? Oh, I'm so glad we're fulfilling it for you. Would you like to introduce yourself with, like, anything about you that you want the listeners to know?
I was Courtney's roommate. Not roommate.
That's false information. Fake
news. I was
her
next-door neighbor last year.
Yeah, that's how we met.
Yeah.
He typed really loud, and I could hear it through the walls.
I'm sorry that I'm a student.
No apologies. Ooh. No apologies. Justin's a sophomore like us.
Do you want to say, like, where you're from? Like,
I'm from Charlotte. I mean, I'm a business major.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you single or taken?
I'm single.
You're single. All right.
All the ladies listening.
All the ladies. we'll tag him in the Instagram post.
All 50 people. Come on.
You know what? It's a start.
All right. Do we want to just get right into our topic of the day?
Do
we want to ask Justin the like guest questions first?
We can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, warm me up a little bit before you hit me with these tough questions.
Yeah, we're gonna do some rapid fire with Justin later. Some TikTok style rapid questions. But for now, let's keep it simple. So you know that the questions we ask. Oh, Justin's a big listener, so he's allowed to be on the show because he's a fan. So for those of you who want to be on the show,
you gotta
show the love first.
Or DM us.
That as well. sorry in advance. I think that at least I know I am sick.
Oh, I'm getting over sickness.
So the nasally apologies.
Should I just go? Because I'm not sick right now.
No, I'm getting over being sick.
No, I mean, I don't want to be in a room with sick people.
Oh, no. You'll be fine. I promise.
You could contract. Yeah, it's coronavirus time.
Stop.
Did you get the email from John Dooley?
Everyone got the email from John Dooley.
My big's in Florence right now. Hi, if you're listening, but she has to come home.
Yeah, my friend that goes to school in Texas, she has to come home. They've been there for like 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
I know. For those of you who don't go to Ilana and don't get John Dooley's emails, basically because of the coronavirus in Italy, everyone who's abroad right now for the semester has to come home, and the semester just started for us, so they're all really disappointed.
They have to go. I think they have to do 2 weeks in quarantine. I'm not sure. I was told that they
have sounds like a lie.
Quarantine because it's a 14 day period like that you could show symptoms.
Wow.
And then I know that they have to do all their things online, their classwork.
Yeah.
And no one has living here, so they can't live here.
And also like they don't pay tuition, so they can't like have a meal plan or anything. Yeah, so they can't really come home back.
I wonder if they get refunded for the trip.
Oh, 100.
I don't know.
It would
maybe
probably
for, like,
be like
living and things, but they still have to pay tuition. They're still taking the classes at their like That's Italian true. School.
Or like if they'll ever get to go back.
I don't know. That would suck. Like what if, like for me as an international business major, I have to go abroad for the semester.
Yeah.
So like, does that count or not? Like
I don't know because That's also true. Like you don't really have time to plan into a whole nother semester
no.
to go abroad.
Unless you're a sophomore, like.
But I don't feel like most people here go as second semester, first semester juniors.
Yeah.
Well, right now it'd be second semester, so like you can't really go abroad for your senior year.
Especially second semester juniors that go abroad. That's it. Like
right.
That's your one shot.
Aww.
Anyway.
Okay, Justin Cohen.
That sounds like a basketball announcer. And now, in the left hand of the court.
No, that would be more of boxing, I feel like.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, right?
Okay, our first question is, what is the best advice you've ever given?
I don't know. I was thinking about
don't
that.
Come at us with the that. I don't know.
I think it would just be yourself.
Okay.
Because I feel like too many people act fake.
And I feel that.
Like, yeah.
I really do feel that.
Yeah, because, like, I went to the job fair yesterday, and, like, the woman was, like, the job that I want to do. She's like, yeah, we look for more personality over, like, your skill. And it's just, like, be who you want to be. Like, be yourself, and, like, you'll succeed more.
Snaps for that. Okay, and then the next, which one did I just, okay.
what's the best advice you've given somebody?
Yeah. No, that what we just asked.
That's literally just what...
No, okay, no. What's the best advice you've ever received?
Someone's given to me?
I always mix those up.
Me too, every time I ask the same question.
I guess, like, shoot your shot. Like, don't give up. Just keep on trying. It never hurts to try.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. In a relationship sense, or, like, in an everyday life sense?
Every
was
day.
Was this given to you?
More every day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding.
Sure.
I had, like, for relationships, like, there's some times that you just don't shoot your shot. Because it will end badly.
So sorry for that noise. I'm just adjusting my microphone.
But, like, if you don't shoot your shot, you're never going
to
know.
That's it, that you don't know. Like,
see, I am one that is more comfortable never knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I'm a bubbly person around the people that I know. And then when it comes to, like, random strangers, I'm just, like, I hide, like, I curl up into a ball. And I just,
I feel,
like,
that. I think around, like, people I know and strangers, I'm weird. Like, I don't really have a problem being myself in that sense, but I know I've mentioned this, like, the last episode and episodes before this. The second I start to like a guy, I lose my entire personality.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. When you like a guy, too?
Yeah. No, like, if I see a cute girl or something, like, and I was like, oh, like, I'm sitting next to her, like, I just, like,
entirely
I become bland. I'm just,
yeah,
like, hi, like, what's your name? Like, nothing, like,
right, what's your major?
Yeah.
And then, like, there's, and then I'm like, okay, cool.
The top
cool.
five questions that you ask. What's your major? Where you're from?
Right.
Like, the icebreakers.
Yeah. I know. What's a fun fact about you?
Yeah.
Like, I am the worst at that.
Two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
Even Snapchatting. Snapchatting we'll get to later.
Yeah, that's one of our topics tonight.
It's a big one.
Justin told us before this that he has a lot that he wants to rant about that he's been waiting to talk.
Not a lot, but it was just like...
He's been waiting to talk about.
Part one and part two.
We'll see.
I might become a new co-host. We'll see.
Wow.
Oh, that's
promoting
a
yourself.
Step.
2 cents with Court and Sarah plus Justin. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. If you can get us some high listener ratings, we'll see what will come of
that. Don't
worry.
I'll be one of those party promoters.
Around the golf carts.
Perfect. I really...
And, like, pink streamers.
I think it might cost money, so if it does, we probably won't. But if there's any way we could find, like, make stickers...
That'd be cool.
I would love
that. I feel
that.
Like some comm student would know how to do that.
For
can't
free?
You make it on Rubble?
Oh,
Rubble?
No.
Yeah, but you have to pay for it.
No, the Maker Sub probably.
Oh, because I want a 2 cent sticker on my laptop. Like, we deserve it.
There's one in Colonnades that you live like 2 minutes away from.
We should explore.
Don't call me out like that. Yeah, I will look into that when I have nothing to do.
That would be cool because I have a WSOE sticker.
Right, I have one on my laptop. I put that one on my laptop a couple days ago, and I was sleeping and, like, rolled over one day and was like, what is that? And, like, my eyes, like, focused and I was like, oh, great. Okay, the sticker glows in the dark. Okay, so our topic of the day... Oh, so we... You're fine. The topic that we were going to overflow from our last episode, if you haven't listened, we recommend. But, I mean, I guess we're biased. But it was how do you let the person... Like, how do you give hints that you like a person without them, like... I'm not without them knowing. You want them to know. How
like
do you let
you
someone know you
be...
think they're cute without getting, like, totally rejected?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you understand
the
question?
Yeah, no, I understand the question.
You don't have to answer the question. Just do you have any tips, any advice? It's tricky.
Like,
I think it's
know.
One
like,
we're all
what,
trying
what,
to navigate.
Yeah. What did you say last episode? Just give them a little recap.
Okay, we didn't really get on the topic. Last episode, we were more talking at the end when Annie... surprise guested us. We were talking about not getting the hint when, like, a guy persistently is trying to talk to you and you are not, like, it's like a 90-10 type of thing. Like, you are not giving anything back. You're very being clear that you're not interested and they're not getting the hint. And then we wanted to flip it over and be like, okay, well, how do you give them the hint that, like, you're interested?
Well, I think it's all different. Like, for guys, it's like they either go through a friend, like, if I was, like, interested, like, maybe going through one of their friends to, like, be like, oh, like, what do you think, what does she think of me like that? Or, like, I don't know, just, like...
Like, planting seeds?
Yeah, planting seeds.
Hmm.
Snapchat's a big one.
See, I am one that's just a terrible Snapchatter.
Me too.
So that's what frustrates me in the sense that, like, I can't drop hints through Snapchat because I hate it.
Like, honestly, the best thing to do is just be like, I like you, but nobody's going to ever do that.
No, no.
Oh, I would never, mm-mm, ever have the confidence to do that.
No, me either.
Maybe over text, but it would be, like, the last resort. Like, nope. This not after, like...
Mm, nope.
No evidence.
Text is worse. If anything, maybe Snapchat text. So it deletes as soon as I do it, and then I could be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then
before he opens it, you just un-add him.
You see their answer, and then you do, like, one of those...
I feel like
you've
done that before.
No.
They answer, and you do the swipe over, but you don't let it go, you know what I mean? So you, like, drag it over, you see what they say, and if it's bad, you just delete your whole Snapchat.
It's, like,
throw your phone away. Yeah. Even in person, to be, like, I don't know. It's one thing that I'm absolutely terrible at.
Like, there's no way I'd walk up to the guy that I like and be, like, I like you.
I know.
I feel like nowadays, it doesn't happen. But, like... I feel like back then it was like, I don't know, like maybe
Justin's middle school. Justin's a big rom-com guy.
A lot of my rom-coms,
it's so easy.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just happens in a rom-com. Like, why isn't it happening in real life?
That's not real life.
What's your favorite rom-com, Justin?
Oh, I forgot the name.
The one we watched in the common room last year?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
No, it was not. It was sad and great. Oh, my God. What is it?
Forever My Girl.
Yes, that's a good one.
It's on Hulu, I believe. I would recommend to watch it, but it's definitely not going to be the best one.
I think it was a Nicholas Sparks one where the girl had cancer.
Oh, A Walk to Remember.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, that's not a spoiler, so it's okay. And, yes, I highly recommend that one.
A Walk to Remember.
I like, Definitely Maybe.
A good one. Ooh, with Ryan Reynolds.
You've never Justin. Seen that movie.
Justin. No, wait.
Ooh. It's with Ryan Reynolds, and his daughter is Amanda, whatever her name is.
Barnes?
Nope. Amanda Barnes? Who's that?
No, Barnes.
Oh, no. They're, like, the same age.
But you said daughter.
Yeah, so it's Ryan Reynolds, and his daughter is the girl that sang that song about Michael from 5 Seconds of Summer.
I don't even know who these actors...
You don't know who Ryan Reynolds is?
Okay.
That's not what her name? She's like that girl that's the child actress for everything.
That's so helpful.
Anyway.
I like Crazy Rich
Crazy
Asians.
Crazy Stupid Love?
Oh. Crazy Rich Asians and Crazy Stupid Love.
Both are very high on my list.
I watched, on the way back from Australia, I watched Crazy Rich Asians and I cried.
It's good.
I cried
it's
on the
so
plane.
Good. I think that my number one is probably always going to be either She's the Man.
That's a good one.
Or
I don't
Step
like
Up.
She's the Man.
Justin?
I think it's too cringy.
It is so not. And you think Forever My Girl isn't cringy?
No, okay. That was a lovely.
Okay, new topic.
Lovely
no,
movie.
Justin, your homework is to watch Definitely Maybe.
Yeah, you're going to like it. It's
I
about.
I feel like I've probably seen it.
You probably
before.
Have. But
is it on Netflix?
It used to be. I don't know if it still is, but it's just like this dad telling his daughter the story of how he met her mom.
But, like, he gives three different scenarios, and
she has to guess. Yeah, she has to guess who the mom is.
That sounds good.
It's so good. And at the end, like, she comes, like, running up to her, and we're like, whoa, that's
cried.
Who it is. Really? I'm not really a movie crier.
I never cry in movies, but that one makes me cry.
I cried. The only movie I can, like, really know that I cried was Hotel for Dogs.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I don't really remember
that. Chihuahuas?
No, that's Beverly Hills.
Hotel Dogs. I know what you're talking about.
Jake T. Austin and that girl with the brown hair adopted all the dogs, and they were orphans, and they lived in the hotel, and they had those big conveyor belts that fed all the dogs, and then the police came in, and they shut it down, and then they took the dog away from the family.
She's starting to cry again.
It was so sad in the moment of me being 8 years old.
The movie that made me cry the most, I saw it in the theaters, The Vow.
I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I'm a big Channing Tatum gal, but I've never seen that one.
Yeah, it was just so sad. Like, she literally...
Don't tell
me.
But I also know the answer, but don't tell the listeners, just in case.
I want to watch that one that's like... Isn't it Amazing Race or something like that? With the guy from This Is Us and Amanda Sheffield.
Oh.
With the dog, too.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but it does look really sad. Whenever they throw the dog in there, you know it's going to be a sad one.
Going off of rom-coms, Marley and Me was sad. It's just whenever they throw a dog in there, it's just like, it gets you every time.
I think I've only seen it once, but I didn't cry.
I don't want to see a sad movie with a dog.
Yeah, I just watched Dear John for the first time the other day.
Oh, I haven't seen that. It's on Netflix, though.
It is.
I still need to see the second part.
It was good, the ending made me angry, and someone told me that they thought it was going to be better than, or they, that it was better than The Notebook, so I had high hopes, and it's just not better than The Notebook.
The ending is bad? The Lady Gaga movie, that ending was terrible.
A Star is Born.
A Star is Born.
But...
that was a bad rom-com and a bad...
One, it's not really a rom-com, it's a drama, let's be real. And two... that's just, like, how it kind of had to end.
Mm-hmm. I always get Dear John mixed up with John Tucker Must Die.
That's, those are two very different movies.
John Tucker Must Die is, like, one of my favorites.
So good. So good.
If there could be a movie to describe this podcast, it would probably be that.
John Tucker Must Die? Why? Because we're, like, scheming and then do, like, nothing about it?
Who's in Dear John? Is that Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum, of course, my guy. And only young, not now Channing Tatum. Young Channing Tatum was my guy.
Wait, wasn't he in Step Back?
Or Step Up.
Whatever,
Justin.
Whatever. Okay, let's just
Step Down. yeah, it's him and Amanda Stein, whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
I think. The one that sings really high. She's got a high voice.
Oh, yeah. And Mamma Mia?
Uh-huh, her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway. Rapid fire.
Okay, this is what we call, you know, and I was gonna say Hannah Montana in iCarly when it's like random dancing. We have to like get that, but it's gonna be like rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Blink the lights. Are you ready?
I think.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me get my questions open. Do you want to do like every other one?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, how much?
Oh, hold on.
You have time. It's okay, not like actual rapid fire.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but answer as fast as you can.
Yeah, I'll try.
But don't rush think it too about much, your answers. Oh, yeah, dude,
Don't think about your answers before you answer, okay?
Okay.
Don't think, just do.
Okay, I'm going to go first. The first thing you notice in a girl?
Eyes.
Dress down or dress up?
Dress up.
Do you...
Can I change that one?
Yeah.
Dress down.
Okay. Do you want us to get along with your guy friends, or does that make you jealous?
Jealous.
Okay.
Is it cute when girls get jealous?
No.
Do side chicks know they're side chicks?
No.
Aw.
Two guys sleep in the same bed at sleepovers.
Sometimes.
Do guys talk about girls as much as girls talk about guys?
No.
Does a girl waiting to reply make a difference?
Like on Snapchat.
If they just like, they're like just waiting, like, I guess.
Like that you answered me and I know you answered me, but I'm going to wait 3 hours.
Yeah, like if you
to make it seem like respond, I'm not that obsessed,
or like if you respond,
do you? Oh, sorry, it's okay. We can cut it out. Do you do that?
What, wait?
Yeah,
I try not to. No, it just, see, no,
girls
see,
do that a lot. Right.
No, that's what I don't like.
Okay,
that's,
so then okay. It's annoying.
That's one of our topics, okay. By the way, for this podcast. So.
Do you guys like when girls make the first move?
Sometimes.
Can you elaborate on that?
I just, it depends on the situation. Like if you're together, like by yourselves, then I feel like it would be nice. Okay. But, like, if you're, like, in, like, a weird
situation. What if just, like, in a flirting situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Good to know. We'll go back to it.
But it's also different for every single person.
Right.
That's true. Makeup or no makeup?
No makeup.
Biggest turn off?
This one's a hard question.
Do you want to come back to it?
Yeah.
There's only one more.
What?
Is it because you have more than one answer?
No, I'm just blanking on that.
Oh, okay. Well, there's only one more.
Okay.
Is clingy a bad thing?
To an extent.
Okay.
Makes sense.
We're going back to biggest turnoff.
Biggest turnoff.
Like game breaker. Wow, like that girl's cute, but like, she does this.
Like say you really like this girl, but she does this one thing, and like it's just so bad that
she
can't.
Talks about herself all the time.
All right. That I like that's sense. A good answer. Yeah. That's a good answer.
That is a good one.
Or ditzy. Like if.
Like, just, acting ditzy, but not actually ditzy.
Yeah, like,
I could see that.
I know a lot of people that are like that, and it's just like, I'm not going to hold a conversation with you if you're going to act like this.
Good. I think I agree with most of your answers.
Yeah. We should go back to the Snapchat thing, though.
Okay, yeah, so...
I've been dying to just...
Sorry, that noise was me just whacking my hands into the microphone.
And my laugh.
And I, as much as I want to say I don't do it, in the times that I have been... Snapchatting potential people, it is like, oh my gosh, I know that, like, I'll pick up my phone and they'll answer right then, and I'm like, ah, what are the chances? And two, like, I'm not going to answer you for at least, like, I don't wait hours. One, because I don't think I have the willpower, but two, like, it's kind of excessive. Like, I'll wait, like, at most 20 minutes. See, okay, if I've seen it.
For me, it depends on the person, like, right, like, if I'm, like, good friends with, like, you, then, like, I'll snap back fast.
No, we're not talking about friends here, Justin. No, I understand that. Well, no, no. Okay. This is a relationship podcast.
Right, so, what this podcast is about. Do you want to be another co-host?
All right, no, so, like, okay, for an example, I'm Snapchatting a girl right now.
Okay. Justin, why have I not heard about it?
Because I don't know.
Okay.
And it's just like...
We literally went on a 2-hour drive to the airport the other day, and I
this just happened, like, in the past 2 days.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. It's just, like, she'll Snapchat. Like, she... So, I got a snap, and, like, we didn't snap. And then I went to a date party.
Okay.
And she just started snapping me out of nowhere because she was there. And so she would, like, rapidly, like, answer back and stuff. So, we have a streak now. But now it's, like, today, like, I've been left on red for 2 hours. But then she'll snap me back. Like...
Maybe she's a busy gal.
That's what I think. That's I don't know. It's just, like, I've had girls that will wait, like, a full day and then respond, and I'm just like, why am
a
I
a full
even,
day? Why even, like, try, why, and have a conversation?
I know that, like, I'm not, where, like, there's another girl and it's just like, oh, like, she'll respond fast. Like, that's nice. Like, I can talk to her, like, have a nice conversation.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, because I feel like some girls will, like, be like, oh, he left me on open, and then it was, like, 3 hours until he responded.
Yeah, do you do that to people on purpose?
She'll, like, wait 3 hours.
Like, if a guy leaves you on open, it's on purpose?
I personally do not. I don't leave people on open.
Right.
But I will forget about, like, I have so many streaks going on and, like, so many things,
oh,
which
Mr.
I hate.
Popular.
I'm so popular. I hate it, but, like, I'll genuinely forget sometimes. Like, I'll forget, and, like, I've left people on open. If you leave them on open, just don't snap back. Like, if it's more than...
if you've been left on open, don't snap them. Is that what
you
mean?
Yeah, like, don't double snap. That's what I've been told.
See, I don't think double snapping is that bad.
I mean...
It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
If you say streaks, that's a no-no.
I hate that.
I don't think
that
anybody says streaks anymore.
I will specifically
what do
not...
people say?
You say streaks?
Wait, what do you mean streaks?
Taking one picture once a day, writing the word streaks, and then sending it to all of your people.
Yeah, what do you think my pictures to you are?
But you don't say streaks.
Oh, no, oh.
No,
saying the word
streaks is the biggest turn off, and it's literally like, why are you on Snapchat?
I was like, you do that?
I didn't notice. I'll take a picture of whatever I'm doing or my face, and I'll go down the list to everyone.
I have one very dear friend. I don't think she's listening, but if she is, Kate, I love you, but not the Kate that lived with me last year. Kate from home. And, like, seriously, she knows that I love her, so it's not a big deal, but... All of her Snapchats are just her saying streaks. So I never answer.
I've never answered her Snapchat twice.
Yeah.
It was an elusive plan to, like, send a snap to a girl.
I was just about to say I've done,
like,
that before.
Streaks, like, it's just like, but that's the only reason. Like, I'll never say it again. But, like, if I want to sneak this
you
want to
start a streak.
The, yeah.
Like, say I like this boy named Bob, and then I got Bob's Snapchat a couple days ago, but he didn't snap me first. But I want to start a streak with this boy, so I'm going to send just him, because not my actual streaks. God, I would never do that. I'm going to send my actual, just a picture of literally nothing that says streaks to Bob that will kickstart our streak.
Mm-hmm. Or you could pull the, hey, with, like, three Ys.
Hey, what's
no,
up?
No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I just feel like having conversations on Snap nowadays, like, the only reason I think is to see their face.
Yeah,
like,
but also,
if you want to have a conversation, text them.
I agree.
I'm not going to just send pictures of my forehead back and forth to the boy I like.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Or the side picture. I used to do that a
lot. I'm a big fan of the side picture.
I think most people are.
I have
a
better side than the other side.
Yeah, everyone, I think, feels that way. Oops. But it's just, I really don't, I think that I have a lot more personality when I'm, like, talking to someone in person. So, like, the Snapchat and the texting aspect, which is so important nowadays, it really screws me over.
Yeah. Also, like,
because
when
I'm bad
you're
at
talking
it.
To somebody, like, if you're texting and Snapchatting, like, it's so hard because,
to keep
like, sometimes
track.
You keep two conversations on Snapchat and text, and you're like, well, what's the point of this?
Yeah, and it's just like, well, that's what happens sometimes.
It's like, let's just hang out. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's just like, well, it depends on what you get first, because you're most likely to get the Snapchat first.
True.
And then if you ask their number, then you're like, well, I just asked for their number. I'm not just in a hole that I got to do something with it.
Yeah.
So you type, hey, and then you start a conversation on there, but they're still stopping back, like, and finishing that conversation. So it's just like...
And it's like hard because you want to text them, but you also want to see their face.
Right.
And like texting over Snapchat with your face is just like
it's the worst
process.
I hate texting over Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because then I feel unimportant.
Yeah, exactly.
It depends, because like if you know that like some people respond faster to Snapchat than they do text, which is very weird to me. It just depends on the person. Like
yeah.
Because I'm more likely to text my check my text message before my Snap.
Me too. I'm the same way.
But some people just go straight to Snap.
I guess that's true. I've never really thought about that before. I also just don't like the whole, like, texting. You text and you Snapchat and you find out, like, all this information about them. And then you hang out. And then you have nothing to talk about.
I know. Yeah, but it's not going to be, like, you got to start somewhere. Like, you're not going to be, oh, let's just hang out right away. Unless it's just...
It's like, oh, you both were waiting for me to say something.
No, I don't care.
No, it's, like, hard because, like, you don't want to say too much, but you don't want to say too little. Because, like, if you say too little, like, yeah, I guess, like, saving for more conversation.
Right.
But then you seem kind of boring.
Right.
I just, like, I get scared because, like, if I talk too much, like, if I ask too many questions then, and then, like, I hang out with them, if I have, like, no one's talking for a minute, then I'm just, like,
right,
I
like,
screwed up. Like,
yeah.
I totally screwed this up.
How would you say, you personally, you or Sarah, doesn't matter, like, put your personality into your text messages?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I feel like
Are you a big emoji person, Justin?
Mm.
Are you a colon? Are you a colon slanty face?
No, okay, I've been getting into emojis a lot lately.
Have you? What's your favorite?
Either the upside down smile like face.
Okay.
Or the like the
that emoji is literally you though.
Yeah, it is.
I send it so often.
Mine's the blushy one with the eyes closed, the big smile, and the two hearts like on the side. You know what I mean?
The heart eyes.
No, Annie's waving at us through the door.
She's gonna come storming in.
It's like a heart here up by the forehead and a heart down here.
Oh, the one
and
that's
like blushing.
Oh,
face.
This one.
Yes.
I feel like I'm one of
the one, like,
ones.
The squiggly face, like, sort of thing.
Okay,
like,
with the puff coming out?
No, not with the puff.
Oh, so
underneath
sorry.
The...
Oh, okay, yes, I see.
I feel like I'm the one with the googly eyes and the, like, tongue out.
And the tongue out? I just used that one a couple seconds ago for my Snapchat story.
I mean...
I think I'm a big, like, colon parentheses smile gal. Instead of sending a emoji. Oh, I'm a big bitmoji person.
No, I'm more of a gif person.
Okay. I do like a good gif.
I never send those.
They're so good.
You have to know how to time them.
Yeah
but sometimes cool. Like sometimes I time them terribly, but I just want to send them because I find them so funny.
Like the other day, Abby texted me like complaining about this person, and I answered like so quickly with that gif of Candace from Phineas and Ferb and that other girl that's Dr. Doofenshmirtz's daughter that are like busted that one, and it just like it worked really well and
like
made a conversation
in our group in our friend group chat.
Oh, yeah,
like
we
send like we'll send like the holidays like happy Valentine's Day and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are cute.
I'm a big Bitmoji person.
I don't like them.
But I can't send them to like people that I'm actually trying to talk to because I can't think I can't weird them out right away. I have a lot of personality. You got to ease them into it.
I don't think I've ever... I have a Bitmoji, but I don't think I've ever sent, like...
I would really like to credit myself.
as the...
I used Bitmoji a really long time before that they were a thing, and I just want the world to know that.
The world being our, like...
Our, like, 10 listeners. Half of you know that I used it a while ago. But, like, way before Snapchat took them in... Yeah, that's all. That's all I like to say about that. I'm a big colon parentheses.
I've been using
at the end of my sentence kind of gal.
I've been using the colon just the colon parentheses.
Right. It's
but
just it's more
the
subtle.
The sad face.
Like it's like thanks, little smiley face. You know? I don't know. That's. I think I do that, and also I've been told that people read my texts in the way I talk.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Which is, like, a good thing, I think. I use a lot of, I don't want to say I use a lot of punctuation, but I send a lot of messages at once because I send it in, like, the way I would speak it.
Well, okay, going off of that, I'd rather be sent more than one than a long text.
Agreed.
That's true.
Because, well, okay, like, I'll send long texts, but then I feel like, oh, no, I have to do, like, all right. These grammatical things where I just want to get it off fast, right. And it's just like...
Plus, it's easier to read when it's just, like, choppy.
Yeah, when you're going through, like, this whole thing, and then...
But, like, if you were to look at your phone and see, like... So, like, if you were talking to a girl that does the same thing that I do, like, if you were to look at your phone and see, like, 7 text messages, would you be like, oh?
I guess it depends, because, like...
I'm genuinely curious.
No, I think it really depends, because, like, I see, like, if I'm getting a text message from, like, a girl, and it's just, like, coming in, like, 20 at a time...
Oh, not 20. No, but
like if I get like, okay, 3, but it just depends on, like, what the situation is. Like, okay. If you're having, like, a normal conversation, then that's fine. But, like, if you want to tell them something important, then send, like, a long one. Because you're more likely look at the long one, like, more thoroughly than just the short ones.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm one that really starts the conversation with, hi, send, and then I'll say what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Me too.
I do that
it's
sometimes.
It's easier. I do the high why.
With, like, the two eyes.
Yeah. And then you let them know you're about to say something, and then you lay it all out there.
You know what I absolutely hate?
What?
When people text you question, but they don't ask it until you answer.
Oh, this is what I've been doing. I've been saying, they say question, I said, I have an answer. And then they'll type it, but it's just like... Just send your question. Like, I don't care if you have a question. Just send it. I'll answer it.
I will say that I do text question, but, like, I don't wait. Like, I'll text question, and then I'll immediately start typing the question and send it.
But that's fine.
Okay, good.
People that say question and then wait for your response and then take, like, 10 more minutes to ask the question. I'm just like,
yeah, that's
come
just,
on,
like,
just
take
I literally
time.
Had that happen to me on Sunday, and it was, like, it was a serious question.
Oh, that's annoying.
I was
annoying.
Like, then you should have just sent it. Like,
right.
Don't wait, because what if I didn't wait? What if I didn't respond until the next day?
Right.
Yeah.
Gotta carpe diem.
It's also tough to read.
You kind of seize the day.
I don't know. Sound like it was gonna work.
It's tough to read, like, how somebody's personality over text, like, especially if you're just talking to them.
Yeah.
And you barely know them. You're not sure if they're, like, jokey or, like, serious.
The worst thing ever is, like, when I'm being sarcastic. And I text something, and then people take it seriously, and then I'm like, no,
see,
like,
sometimes,
you took,
like,
it wrong.
Yeah. Depending on the person that I'm talking to, I either try to, like, make myself seem like them a little bit more. Like, I'll be, like, if they're being sarcastic, I'll try to be more sarcastic.
Okay.
But if, like, they're being, like, kind of dull, then it's just like, alright, like, I'm not gonna
put that much time into this.
Or you can always throw in, like, the ha-ha if you're being
sarcastic.
Oh,
the ha-ha is great.
The nice lol.
The LOL, yeah. My friends make fun of me because instead of saying ha-ha-ha, I'll say lol after everything.
Or if it's really funny, LMAO.
No. I don't think anyone uses that anymore.
I
use it sometimes.
Only in the right...
really funny.
Yeah. In all caps, though.
Yes.
Two O's.
Do you ever use...
I'm weak.
Do you say I'm dead?
No, I don't know if I do that one that much.
I don't use I'm dead as much.
You'll know.
I'm peeing my pants.
Like, if it's just like a general haha, then it's going to be H A H A. But if I'm actually laughing, you'll know because I'll start it with the A. And it'll be
ah. Oh,
no,
yeah. I'll either do that or it's just like H A H H A. Like, it's just like a big jumbo.
Also, I will text the literal sentence of. You just made me belly chuckle or something. Of being
belly
like sometimes I'll read something. Like, me and Annie always just text really funny stuff, and I'm always like, like, in the middle of my classes, and then, like, you just made me laugh out loud. But, like, not LOL. Like, you.
I'll laugh out loud, and then kids will ask me what I'm laughing at, and I'll try to explain it to them, and they're just like, why?
That's true.
You're so
we do
weird.
Have dumb sense of humor. I was sitting in the hallway today after my class, waiting for Annie to get out of her class, watching this one TikTok for probably about 5 minutes. And it was the cast of This Is Us doing that new dance move, the smeeze. Are either of you familiar?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
The smee?
Smeeze. S-M-E-E-Z-E.
Is it like sneezing?
No, not even a little
bit. Could you
bit.
Do it?
Oh, no way could I make it look cool.
You'll show us after, I guess.
But in the cast of This Is Us is Mandy Moore. And she's dressed as an old woman, and she's doing the sneeze, and I was laughing way more than I should have been in this hallway. And people were just, like, looking at me, and I was like, I'm so sorry.
I always, like, when I'm really laughing, I say, like, I'm cackling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. my Your like, laugh is kind of like a cackle.
When I find something really funny, like, it's just like, ah!
Yeah.
Like, not like that like scary. Like a witch? Sound. Not like a witch, but like...
No, I can hear your laugh right now in my brain. It's kind of like a
no,
cackle.
No, when I find something really funny, I'll fall over to the floor. I can't breathe. I'm, like, I'm the kid that will, like one
That's
time...
That's the
like,
scariest
I'll,
moment.
Like, I'll, like, I can't breathe. Or I'll do, like... A tea kettle, like, where, like,
I'll just, like,
I'll kind of, like, make the noise, and then it will finally come out after a while.
Have you ever seen those videos where, I mean, like, TikToks, it's, like, the different types of laughs, it's, like, the spray bottle, like, the...
Like, yeah.
The teapot. Whatever it is.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I'll, like, when I laugh too hard, like, I'll get a cramp, because...
Oh, yeah. That's, like... I love when you feel like you did an ab workout, but really all you did was have, like, a good hangout
but
session with your
me,
friends on
that. For me, like, last time it happened was first semester. During finals review, the kid that I'm sitting next to, like, we're friends, and we're talking. And, like, we were almost kicked out of class. We were laughing. But it went on for so long. Like, and then I felt good after because I was like, oh, I just got an ab workout. But it just sticks with me all day. Like, I'll just start giggling in, like, the middle of my next class. And, like, no one else knows what's going on.
Like I said on the first episode of this podcast, laughing burns calories, so laugh more. And it makes you happier.
I also, there's this handwritten sign by my boss behind the server station at McGurk's, hashtag plug. And it's...
Once again.
It says... Oh, all
cheese
the time.
Steaks on Monday?
Uh-huh.
Big fan.
It says that smiling helps your immune system.
Really?
I just... Like, smiling and laughing is just good for you in general. Like,
when I get old, if I have, like, wrinkles where I smiled, I feel like that's a success story. That's not like, ugh, yeah. I have wrinkles.
Do you get RBF wrinkles?
I feel like probably.
That must
you
be,
have?
Like, scary looking.
Probably. I feel like it's, like, the forehead.
It's, like, the...
And, like, or, like, these little ones
thing.
By the eyebrows, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a little, like, side
action. I don't
think
I know anyone
mouth.
That has that bad of an RBF.
Oh,
that would
there.
Get it.
Look around, Justin.
No,
they are there.
No, I know. I could name somebody right now that you know.
That I know?
That has the
oh,
worst
I think I know
RBF.
Who you're talking about. Has she been a guest on this show?
She has been a guest on this show. She's a dear friend
Do you
of
know
yours,
sign language?
Too.
I can sign it. That's the wrong letter.
What is? Can you just spell it out with your fingers?
Okay, you want a big.
Oh! I'm her biggest hater. No, I don't see an RBF. I just don't see anything. I. Oh.
Is
don't
that
see anything?
No.
Interesting.
It's like a blank. I don't see an RBF on there. In real life, she can be.
Justin, I'm gonna give you free reign. To bring up any topic you want.
Yeah.
Because you're such a good, loyal listener.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I have questions.
Yeah, of course.
If a girl asks you to hang out.
Yeah.
Or if a boy asks you to hang out and you say yes.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to hang out with him?
Do I like this boy?
Like, yes.
Oh, then probably.
Well, then why do girls cancel... After.
Okay.
Because
really
they get nervous.
Yes, exactly. It depends on the situation. Like, if it's a guy that we don't like and they ask us to hang out, we might be saying yes to be nice, but then cancel.
In person, I'd be like, yeah.
But, like, because you don't want to be like, no.
Yeah, but then,
up.
Just, like, I guess avoid the question and then they'll get the hint. Like, don't.
I guess. But if I know the guy likes me and I want to hang out with him and I say yes and then I cancel, it's probably because I'm either genuinely busy or nervous.
Yeah. But, like, most likely a girl will hang out with a guy that she likes.
Right, she's not, like,
but
you gotta
nerves,
make the move at some point.
The nerves might get the best of her, though.
It depends on the girl, too. It does depend on the girl. I think that's all I can think of.
I'm gonna ask you the question back. If a guy asks you to hang out, does that mean they like you? Or
no, there we go.
Like, be friends.
Are they, if you're just trying to be friends with a girl, are you going to be like text her separately and
see,
be like, hi, you want to
hang
out?
Okay, the thing is, like, trying to be just friends with girls now is one of the hardest things because, like, I don't know if it's, like, if it's reciprocated, but, like...
They agree.
Like, I don't, like, if I was to text one of you guys, like, I didn't know
well,
you.
Well, but obviously we're friends.
No, but, like, yeah. But like last year, when I first met you guys.
Okay.
Like, if I was to text you, like, hey, do you want to hang out? Because you didn't live with us. Like, you would have been, like,
I would have been, like, oh, like, yeah, like, oh, for sure. Really? Oh, I would have.
You don't think?
If you were, like, you want to come hang out with us.
No, but not what if us, I didn't say just us? Me.
What if I was just, like, you. One-on-one, like, actually
let's
wanted
go get
to
food.
Go
let's go get food yeah, at the dining like, hall. I'd be like, oh, well, no.
Like,
I just,
like
I think
me.
Everyone jumps to that conclusion now. Yeah. Like, you can't have, like, a normal call. Like, you have to, the way to get them to be, like, your actual friend, I feel like you have to do group things now.
Yeah.
I guess that's
and
true.
And then you could either branch off, but it's more like, if
you have
you,
to start
if
as
you
a group.
People,
I
if you meet
agree
people
that,
as a group,
actually.
Then you didn't stay as a group. You're not really going to branch off that often.
I guess.
It's hard, because, like, I mean, us girls really get in our own heads. And we'll be
yeah.
Like,
well, I think
oh my
boys
gosh,
do
she
as well.
Asked me to get ice cream. Does that mean he likes me? Or, like,
right.
Oh my gosh, she held the door open for me. Does that mean he likes me? Like, just little
things. Oh, it's, like, everything. I'm like... That guy's in love with me, just letting
well, okay,
you guys know.
It depends on, like, if he asks you to get ice cream, maybe, like he could sounds, like you because, like, he wants
like
to go
dating.
Get ice cream, and then you'll go back to his place or something.
That's true. But, like, if it's a friend and you're, like, if I said, oh, let's get ice cream, it's not going to be, like, I'm hitting on you.
Yeah,
but also,
what,
we
what
know
we're
each other.
Though?
We totally don't
That's
count.
That's the thing, like...
Oh, I have a great question.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Say... Okay, I'm going to just use you in court for this example.
Right.
Just kidding.
Where's your like, sound bar? That you, weren't you guys going to get a machine that makes
we
sound?
We didn't need
one. You mean the iCarly remote? No, we did not invest in an
okay,
iCarly remote.
Say you guys are as good of friends as you are right now.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Justin, you decide, like, shoot, I really like Courtney.
Okay, I'm kind of in that situation, but I'm not.
You
not,
are?
Not with you.
With me?
No.
Podcast over. We have to have a combo.
No, I like, okay.
With someone else.
With someone else, I'm kind of in that situation where, like, I think about it and I'm like, oh, that would be awesome. Like, I get along and everything. But then at the same time, I was like,
wait, now I don't want to know.
It would ruin a relationship in, like, I don't know.
Okay.
But it's like, it doesn't stick with me every time. It's like, ew, like, I don't find it, like, I don't want to date or anything. But then some days I'll be like, I really, like, I think we would be great. Like, why don't we, like, let me just talk to her.
I've been in that situation, trust me.
I just don't know, like, I value the friendship
I've been in that
more.
I've been in that position, I guess.
And
like,
then
sometimes.
We both, okay, so my situation, we both liked each other, but, like, we're both really good friends. So we're both like, and then... Like,
see, I value friendship
kind
over...
Kind of happened, like, that we both said that we liked each other.
Uh-huh.
But then, like,
but then now we're like,
it.
No. We value our friendship better.
Yeah.
No, see,
which,
I don't
like,
want that
honestly,
to happen.
It works.
And,
like,
I don't want that to happen and should be like, no, like... And then it's just like, well,
now
that's
we can't be friends
super
anymore.
Awkward.
Right.
And if I wasn't friends with, like, I think it would be bad.
Yeah.
It's like, now that we've both told each other that we liked each other... It's still kind of like the
but that's fine,
there,
right? Like you never know if they're trying
like,
to make like another
it's,
move.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's fine. And
like are we just sitting next to each other's friends, or like are you trying to make a move?
If they make a move, like you know that it's just like platonic, like not platonic.
Not always though.
Not but like, but it's mutual, and like it wouldn't be the worst.
But it wouldn't be the best.
It wouldn't. Yeah, no. It's like it's a tricky situation.
That's like the worst situation.
Yeah,
and it always seems to happen.
Yeah.
But I think yeah, that's like the hardest thing for me. It's just like. Do I do something about it, or do I just, like,
my vote
stay
would
with
be
the
to, wait and see if
uh-huh.
the feelings start to be more common, or if they're not, I don't know, I don't like her feelings
no,
start to
see,
be more
it
common.
Was more, okay, so, it's more, like, I do like her.
Okay.
And because it was just, like,
I'm dying to know who it is.
I was thinking about this a lot
Have you confided in anyone?
No.
During J-term,
we were here. I was abroad.
You were abroad.
So I was just thinking about it because, like, it was they would talk to me all the time during abroad. I don't know.
Wait, also, this sounds really stupid, but make a list of pros and cons. I'm telling you, it will help because
get
if,
that
like,
notes in your phone out.
Yeah, if the pros outweigh the cons of like
the biggest con, I think the only con would be what just the ruining the friendship.
The ruining the friendship.
That's like
that's
the thing.
Huge
it weighs
con.
Over like everything. Like no matter how many pros you have, ruining a friendship could be worse than starting a relationship.
Like, there's always another girl you can have a crush on, but, like, there's only so many people you have, like, really good friendships with.
Like, also, you can test the waters a little bit. Like, not too deep, like...
Definitely, yeah, like, not, like, abruptly.
Test it a little bit, but then if, like, she gets some kind of hint and she's like, no, you'll just be like, what? We're just playing around. Like, we're just friends. Like...
I don't know. We'll see.
You know? I don't know.
I feel like when I tell you guys off air, like, you'll be like, I don't know. I think you will be shocked.
I have an idea.
I have an idea as well.
I think we probably have the same idea.
Yeah, you probably do.
If we're right.
Anyway.
I'm a mind reader. My issue is I just, like, get crushes on everyone in the world, and then I'm like, do I actually like them? Probably not.
No, that's not a crush, but I'll be like, oh, like, she's hot. Like, yeah.
It's no, just I get my crushes boy on everyone like in the world.
It's just like, oh, like, okay, let me try. And then I'm just like, no. No.
Because then I'll be like, oh my goodness.
I think it's
I love them.
I think we're just at the stage where, anything, like, we just want to play around. Like, it's like, we don't really necessarily want to settle down, but, like, if you meet the right person, like...
Like, if anything comes from it, though, then I'm like, ew, just kidding, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
And then I'm a mean person.
You know how they always say, like, guys and girls can't be friends?
Yeah.
I half agree with that, but I half don't, because I feel like there's some friendships.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't have feelings for them ever. Like, I could name a few guy friends, including Justin. No offense.
Right, but, like, I...
That you could never have feelings for, and it's just, like, a good friendship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I have... another group from our hall, like,
the boys?
No.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
is it one of them?
No.
Oh.
No.
One of the boys.
No, not one of the boys.
No, so, like,
sorry, that was probably them, so, like, loud in your ears. I'll try with and them, like, down.
I don't know, like, they're attractive, but, like, I just would never see myself ever trying. Like, I'm just too good of friends with, once I cross that barrier of just, like, oh, like, well, I like hanging out with you, but, like, as a friend, like, it's not like you're not attractive, I just don't see you that way.
Yeah.
So how would you advise a girl who is literally always seen as, like, a homie to, like, if she likes the one guy, to, like, how do you move from that situation?
That's hard. Try to branch out.
If you've been deemed as a homie from the start, is there any hope?
I think going back to, do you make your intentions clear? I think at this point you have to, like,
I'm so bad at that.
You either have to confide in one of their friends and tell them, or you just have to be straight up. Because, like, if you're deemed something at the very beginning, then it's just like, unless you do something, it's not going to change.
Yeah. I feel that. I've lived that.
All right, well, this has been,
Justin, do you have any closing statements?
Yeah.
We've given a lot of info.
No, this will be another part two.
We'll have to do a part two.
Because I had a lot of fun.
Okay, well, listeners, you have to DM us if you want a part two, because Justin's going to have to work for it.
If you want Justin to answer any specific questions,
DM us. Send them in. And also, we'll add him in the picture. So if you want a specific, just one-on-one Justin convo, you can DM him.
That's another. You need to talk about DMs next time.
Oh, okay. We could talk about DMs next time. Okay. Do we have anyone want to say anything? Happy Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
I ate meat.
Oh yeah, what did you guys give up for
Lent? I forgot. Right? I texted my mom this picture of my dinner that was so healthy.
Wait, can you not eat meat?
And there was chicken in it? No, you're supposed to fast, but I forgot.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's the first day of Lent. It's the first day of Lent. So you fast and you don't eat meat on Wednesday, and then you don't eat meat every Friday of Lent.
Are you actually following that?
Well, today I forgot, but past years, yes.
What are you giving up for Lent?
I don't so much give up things as I, like, try and be a better, like, do things. Growing up, I, like, gave up Pop-Tarts every year.
What about you? Are you dinner?
I'm, like, still thinking about
this year, I'm going to make sure that I drink enough water every day.
Did you see the overheard Elon post?
Yes, I did.
That was really funny.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that I drink enough water every day. And just, like, take care of myself more. But I accidentally ate meat today, and I sent my mom a picture of, like, being so excited about the dinner I made, and she was like, did you eat it yet? And I was like, yeah, I'm eating it right now. What do you mean? And she was like, oh, well, like, there's meat in it. And I was like, I ate that, and I had a turkey sandwich today, so I was really bad. I was a really bad person today.
I had chicken from Doba.
Yeah, so maybe I won't eat meat tomorrow and make up for it.
We'll see. Anyway,
okay, this is our Lent talk. This has been 2 cents in, 2 cents out. Cha-ching!